Welcome, welcome,
Log
welcome.
Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself. I want to thank you guys for joining us on Fire to Inspire. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with us. We want to thank you. We are actually hosting live tonight on many different ways. You can actually listen to the show via the internet link on Fire to Inspire from the Blog Talk Radio link. Or you can be listening to the phone app at 929-477-2178. Or guess what? We are going live on Facebook Live. You can join us on Facebook Live as well because we are going live as we speak. So if you are on Facebook, you can join us on Facebook Live. We are now live on Facebook Live. Welcome, 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 Facebook Live to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Aaliyah Butler. And I have a special guest coming up with us shortly, but I want to introduce and thank each and every one of our sponsors. We want to thank Mr. Eric Mayweather, who is one of our sponsors for September, and his music is available on ericmayweather.com, as well as Jewels Dazzle Me, and Jewels is J-E-W-E-L-Z, dazzleme.com. We have 321stopbullying.com, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, where she takes care of all your hair care needs, and although, you know, it's time to go get another dude, she keeps your girl intact. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch and his sounds, and the jingle that you heard coming in from On Fire to Inspire, he actually wrote the music, I did the words, and LaTanya Foles actually did the singing. And then finally, we have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And God delivered her son from a 15-year addiction to alcohol, and she's given a real account of what God did for her son. So invite your friends to join us. Follow, share the Facebook Live. If you're dialing in, go ahead and send your text to your friends and remind them that we are live on Fire to Inspire. Again, we thank all of our sponsors tonight. And we are joined tonight by the one and only Miss Nicole M. Wright. I just thank God for the divine connection, the divine appointment. And welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. I am great. So, guys, Nicole and I are here talking about the topic of expecting God to do the unexpected. Now, we want you guys to go ahead and invite your friends on out and follow and listen and all this good stuff because we have so many people. It's like, well, let us know when you go live. Let us know when you go live. So what we're doing is giving you the opportunity to do that now. And then she's going to introduce herself to the On Fire to Inspire audience, which she says I could probably do a better job at it, but nobody can introduce themselves and you feel it from their heart and soul. Like the person themselves. So, I'm the guy. Introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family.
I am Nicole Wright. I am born and raised here in Atlanta, Georgia. I am the mother of two, Jaden and Jackson. And I just really love to encourage and lift up the people of God in this day and time. There are a lot of discouraging things going on that can get you just kind of sidetrack and unfocus on the things that God will have you do. So I am just one that am used by as a vessel of God to encourage his people. So that's who I am.
Amen, amen. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. So I tell you guys, this is so like they're not used to the Facebook Live thing because I don't do it. I hide behind the radio thing. So everybody's like, when are you going to start doing Facebook Lives? And I'm like, well, when the Lord say so. Oh, this time he did say so, but everything that I do is in the spirit. So you've told us a little bit about yourself. So let me tell you a little bit about On Fire to Inspire, the platform itself. On Fire to Inspire was birthed out of God just actually telling me that it was an assignment for me to do. But it actually started out as a book, and the book was I was awakened in the midnight hour, just giving words of encouragement and inspiration. And I'm like, okay, Lord. And so I kept telling God who I was. Well, I'm a children's author, and I've been in IT for 15 years, and this, that, and other. And the Lord was like, when you come out of that box, you're going to take me out of the box. Mm-hmm. And so then 7 months later, the show was birthed. None of this. You know, he said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So that's how this was birthed. And so I praise God that you're joining us on this. We are actually coming up on our, we just celebrated our 2-year, 9-month anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So we are coming up on our 3-year anniversary for On Fire to Inspire out of obedience.
Amen.
Amen. So when did you start really, really walking in your gifting of exhortation? Because you say you love inspiring people, you love, you know, just encouraging people. That's the true gift of exhortation. When did you start really doing it?
It was at a very low place in my life. I lost my mom about 8 years ago, actually. It's coming up very soon, around her death time. So I began to, I'll say that the enemy attacked me with the spirit of depression.
Okay.
And when I was attacked with the spirit of depression, the only thing that would come across my mind at the time would be, of course, thoughts of suicide and just loneliness and feeling like, you know, well, who loves me? And then I actually channeled that and began to dive into the Word of God like never before.
Amen.
And so, in me having all of these feelings of depression and loneliness and things like that,
mm-hmm.
I knew what my mother stood for. And I knew that she would have wanted me to continue my walk with Christ because that's you know, she raised me to be a woman of God and to, you know, value my beliefs and values. So, in that, knowing the place that I was in and coming out of that, I chose to have words of encouragement that I would put on Facebook. And then I used Facebook for, you know, different statuses. Or just, I said if I was going to use Facebook,
mm-hmm.
I wanted it to be an inspiration and encouragement to all those around me. So each morning or sometimes at night, there are things that come across my mind or in my spirit that I pray about, things that have even helped me overcome different situations in my life. And I post it, and
mm-hmm.
it's just one person
mm-hmm.
who likes what I say, or they say amen, or that encourages me, then I know that the work of God is done.
Amen, amen. And, you know, that's when you know you're doing the will of the Lord, when you don't get caught up in numbers. Because so many people get discouraged with numbers. You know, well, I only had 2 people chime in, or I only had, but that may have been one person that you spoke to who were depressed. And then you know how to pray for them because you had experienced it. And so out of that place of what you thought was a dark place, God said, I'm still going to bring light and life to it. So, you know, it's a blessing. It's such a blessing. So the topic tonight is expecting God to do the unexpected. And one of the things I love to ask my guests is, what does this topic mean to you?
This topic means to me not putting God in a box.
Okay.
A lot of times we go through things in life and we say, okay, well, God, I want you to heal me. Like, you know, I want to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times God wants you to be completely healed. Sometimes
yeah.
we limit God on a job. Well, just not any job. You can go from having no job mm-hmm. to being a supervisor at a company or even a CEO of your own company.
Right.
So a lot of times the things that we pray and we ask God for,
mm-hmm.
we tend to say, you know, name it him. And so we need to start, as people of God, understanding who God is
mm-hmm.
and expecting him to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, as the word instructs us.
Amen. And you know what? You are so right. You know, we put him in the box, like he told me, when you come out of that box, you're going to take me out of the box. And many times we say, okay, Lord, but if you do this, and he's like, really? Is that all you believe me for?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all the faith you have?
Right.
You know, I own everything. I am who I am, the I am. And you're asking me for this?
Right.
But I can give
right.
you this?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what do you think causes people to put limitations on him or even on themselves, because many times we put the limits on ourselves.
Right.
You know.
I think one of the major things that is a problem is we think of ourselves as imperfect.
All right.
We think that we are not worthy sometimes of the things that God wants to do,
okay.
The things that God wants to do in our lives. So, number one, and we don't know how to go before him wholeheartedly, and we need to be honest with the Lord, and we tell the Lord exactly what we want, and from there, we expect for him to do that.
Amen. Amen. You know, that expectation is key. It is so key. It's so real. You know, it's like, okay, we expect that when we walk outside and get in our cars that it's going to crank up, but why we can't expect God for, you know, big stuff.
Right.
If we expect the car, you know,
that's
something
right.
that's man-made.
That's right.
You
that's
know.
God created all.
Exactly. That's not faith. You know, that's not faith. That's just, oh, I know that's going to happen. But he said, I want you to believe me for the impossible because it's here. But I just need you to come up in your mind. I remember the Lord told me one time, he said, I need you to come up in your thinking. You know, I remember one time there was a there was something I was believing God for, and I had put an amount in my head. And God was like, why did you say that? Why? That's just so little. And I'm like, wow. So, you know, many people are in that place, and I think that's how we can speak to it.
And there was a song that I reminded of, just as you said that, about why you limit God in such an amount. I grew up in church. And my grandfather used to hear the song say, elevate your mind and let's go higher. So in order for us to elevate our mind, we take our belief system in God to another level in him. And that's where the expectation comes from. So, you know, at the time, you know, being little, you hear those songs that sound good and people be shouting. But then when you get older and you become, you know, into your own relationship with Christ, those songs mean so much.
Right. You know, so many people get it twisted, so to speak. You know, they think that they can live off of yesterday's prayers, and they feel like they can live off of grandmama and them and mama and them's prayers. Well, in the hour that we're in, you need to become a prayer. You need to become a praise. You know, you need to become one with him, because it's too much darkness out here to not be so that close with him. You know, you can't do your own thing in this hour and think you're gonna last.
No, you can't.
You will be left behind. Really left behind. Don't you agree?
I agree.
You agree. So what are some scriptures that you would suggest that would help them come up in their thinking? Because as we're helping them start expecting the unexpected and for God to do that for them, what scriptures would you suggest that would help them with that?
Well, my favorite and one that I base my life on is, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So no matter what I am facing in my life, because I don't operate in my own, I totally operate in the power of the Lord and the power that he has given me and then those around me. So in operating in faith, I remind myself that it's, you know, I can do all things through Christ. I'm not operating in myself or anybody else. I'm not believing in what other people tell me, but it is totally the Lord.
Amen, amen. You know, there are so many people that think that, oh, I've arrived. You've arrived. How did you arrive? Did you wake yourself up this morning? You know, it's like,
right.
You've arrived. It's so funny when you meet people that are so caught up in self. It's like,
oh, yeah.
No, that ain't how you meant for it to be.
Right.
You know, and I think that where so many people are falling by the wayside because they lost focus. It's not about you.
No.
Completely about him. You know, so you're so right. And you got to understand that when you understand it's all about him, and he gets all the glory from it.
Right.
No good thing will he withhold from you.
To both walk
away. Right. But you got to realize it's all about him.
Exactly.
It's about
him. And once you realize that it's all about him, that's when your expectation goes to that, you know, next level. And that's when you can really start, when you believe that, you know, God put all things work together for the good of those that love God and call according to his purpose. And I can do all things through Christ with me. With those scriptures in mind, that's when your expectation grows.
Oh, man, oh, man. Did you have some points for them tonight?
No, well, one of the, well, a couple of things that I wanted to encourage to buy is in expecting God to do the unexpected, you have to confront your problem in the presence of God.
Amen. Amen.
So when you're at a place and you're just at very humbled and you're saying, God, you know, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that these are the things that I desire. I know I may not be worthy, but Lord, help me.
Mm-hmm.
To fulfill my calling, help me to fulfill my purpose. Help me, you know, even if you're believing God for a job, you believe in God for healing, you say, you know, Lord, I know that I'm not worthy, but, you know, we have to allow God or believe that God died on the cross for our sins,
right,
and that he is just and faithful to forgive us.
Right.
So God is more than open to receive us with open arms,
right,
for us to confess our sins.
Right.
We also have to believe in God's wisdom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We have to believe in God's wisdom. It's not our own understanding.
Mm-mm.
We don't lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him.
Right.
And he shall direct our path. So we have to just really lean in and believe in God's wisdom. Another thing would be we must understand what God is doing.
Mm.
So the things that we go through are not for us.
Right.
It's for other people. It's for a testimony. It's for a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, example, you know, on fire to expire. Those things that birthing is not about you.
Mm-mm.
It's about, you know, helping other people, you know, develop and get their relationship closer to Christ.
Right, right. You know, so many people think that, when you see people, they're like, wow, they've arrived at this place and they're talking about, but you don't know what they went through to get to that point.
No, you don't.
You don't know their story. You know, God has gotten glory. God is getting glory, continually getting glory. But you don't know that person's story. I know that was one young lady I met. And this young lady, when I tell you, the anointing on her, it's just, oh my God, just anointed. Just beautiful spirit, beautiful heart. And I was like, I need to know your story because I know. You know, I didn't know in the past. But I know every time I've been on one of the type of anointing. And when I asked her, and she told me her story, I was like, my God, it was almost breathtaking. But, you know, you cannot judge people.
Amen.
It's not, you know, it's not for us to judge anyway. But you can't judge people by their exterior. You don't know what they went through, you know.
And a good friend of mine always says the anointing cost.
Girl,
and I never knew what that meant. I start, you know, going through things myself. So, you know, but again, it all goes back to God getting the glory out of it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, when I met that young lady, and then I meet another young lady, and I'm like, whoa, you know, and then you have some of them that don't see themselves as who God has called them to be. They still see themselves with that clouded vision. The scales haven't been removed from their eyes. And so it's so beautiful to be able to help them see, look in that mirror. Look at who he's called you to be. I want you to expect him for what he said he was going to do. His promises ain't changed.
Right.
And his word is still yay and amen for you. But you got to know it in your heart of hearts. You know, and sometimes you can speak to that broken place in that person, especially when you walk out that. You can speak to that broken place and help them. But again, you know how to pray for them when you want to know the truth.
That's right. That's the intercessory. And I think that that's very important, too, because in the Bible it also talks about, Lord, teach us how to pray and what to pray for. So even in this walk, even in expecting God to do the unexpected, there are times that we don't know how to pray or what to pray for. And so it's very important that you surround yourself around people who do know how to pray, who can intercede for you. When you can't pray. And I've been, you know, been very blessed and to have a support system for people praying for me. Even, you know, Miss Inspiration can't pray because no matter how inspirational you are, you still have those times to where you can't, you don't want to inspire nobody else, you know, and you need,
you know, a support system that says, you know, Lord, strengthen her, you know,
right.
give her a word, you know, remind her of who she is,
right.
you know, in Christ. So I also think that that's very important as people of God.
Amen. I agree. And so many people think that because you're always the one giving out, that
yeah.
you're like, you're always in that place. And it's
sure.
like, well, you know what? And I tell people all the time when they call in to the show, I'm like, look, at the end of the show, when we open up the lines, press that one and share something with that person. Even if you say, you know what, that show blessed me or how it blessed you. Because that, it's like that gives you, like, I give people this analogy. Popeye eating his spinach.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But Popeye eating his spinach is like, you know, he was fulfilled. He was strengthened. And that helps strengthen the person who's constantly pouring out. So it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
And it's a beautiful thing to have those types of gifts. And it's really beautiful when you realize what's on the inside of you. Because other people tend to see it before you.
Yes, you're right.
You think so?
I would 110% agree. I would say that even at my darkest place, there are still people that were saying, well, Nicole, one day, you know, you're going to be speaking to people and, you know, and encouraging people. And in the place that I was in, I could not see that.
Right.
I couldn't see how God was going to, you know, take whatever I was going through and I was going to be using it for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But as our relationship with Christ had grown, mm-hmm. and that's why I encourage anybody in discovering your purpose
mm-hmm.
in God, get a relationship with Him. And again, piggybacking off of something you said, depending on grandmama's prayers or mama's prayers or daddy's prayers, you know, it's about you having that relationship with God and going to God for
right.
yourself.
Right. Right. One of the things that I didn't even know for myself, I didn't know I was religious until I actually come into a relationship with Him. I was like, oh, yeah, I've been in church all my life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can know the word inside out, but if that word ain't a part of who you are and it's not in you, you know, it's like you go to church, but are you the church,
right?
You know, and I really wasn't and didn't know I was just religious.
Right.
But when you come into that right relationship with Him, girl, it's like you can't really put it in the words. You know?
It's a very peaceful, it's a path of all understanding. You can be going through so much, not knowing how this bill's going to get paid, how I'm going to make it from A to B. But because of that peace and that relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
It gets you definitely to that next level.
It's so beautiful. So, they're like, doubt is kind of there because other people that don't see it. And here's the thing I got to say to that person before we go and delve into it. God didn't give to them. He gave it to you. So how can they see it? If He gave it to you, they can't see it. So stop waiting for other people to validate your gift. Stop waiting for other people to jump on board when God told you, when He gave it to you. But what would you say to that person that, you know, this truth, this thing is all huge and it's scary. It scares me. What would you say to that person that, you know, the doubt tried that thing? I gave this to them, but where do I start? How, you know, what would you say to that person?
Number one, God requires you sometimes to get that place.
Love it.
You have to get into a place where you can hear nobody's voice
mm-hmm.
but God.
Yeah.
So you can hear His voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear His voice and you're totally in the way that He told you, then you're hearing clear direction from Him.
Mm-hmm.
And isolation and prayer and meditation, you ask God for direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're asking God, you know, Lord, lead me and guide me according to Your will and Your way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pray. There are some people that God will put in your path to get you to that next destination. You have to pray and ask God to plant those people and allow you to have ears to hear and eyes to see what He is trying to show you.
Okay.
And so that is what I would encourage. encourage every believer that is doubting that thing that God had, you know, has given you.
Right.
And, you know, again, lean not to your own understanding, but all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct the path. And there are times that you have to, everybody can't go with you on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be people who are not going to understand that, you know, you're crazy or it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the faith of God doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Having faith in God does not make sense. It's the evidence of things hopeful, evidence of things not seen.
Right.
So you have to just totally understand.
Exactly. Some people, your dreams don't scare you. They're not
big enough.
And I was like, wow, that's huge, because some of the things that the Lord was showing me, I was like, how is this? How is that possible, God? And he was like, just trust me. Just be obedient and just move forward. And I'm like, wow. Just trust me. You know, don't question, just move. I remember one time I was like, well, Lord, why am I at the grocery store? I don't need to stop at the grocery store. Just need to go to the grocery store. And you stop by the grocery store, I'm there. So it may just be a smile that you gave, that, you know, you had given them, that kept them going. You know, it may have been a person that just stopped and said, they just need a listening ear. But you just have to be obedient and do what God says do. So expecting the unexpected says, I'm going to be looking for it. So how are you going to do it every time?
Right.
But I'm looking for it. And because I'm looking for it, you got to do it.
That's right.
Amen. Right. I tell you guys, I am loving this conversation with Miss Nicole. Miss Nicole, inspiration. tell us about some of the projects that you're working on.
Well, I have a consulting business, Up on the Rise.
Okay.
So Up on the Rise is pretty much helping people get on the career path that they want to be on.
Okay.
Again, believing God for something greater.
Okay.
The most people that come to me, they are stagnant in their business. They're looking for another direction. So I start with a consultation to figure out exactly what their goals are.
Okay.
And then from there, I look at resumes, and because I actually work in HR at CDC. So I get resumes and offer suggestions and goals. So it's just a process.
Okay.
For me, it's not a one-stop shop, fix my resume and, you know, go on. It's definitely a process, because where they are going next or what their goal is to go,
mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that, you know, they get the process. So in the middle of writing my first book, and it is called From Brokenness to Restoration.
Okay.
Because that is my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the depression and, you know, different life circumstances,
mm-hmm.
Come about, and being restored,
mm-hmm.
and not being restored on my own, but
mm-hmm.
being restored in God and the peace.
Yeah. I'm telling you, many times people just get so caught up in the situation,
mm-hmm.
and they get stuck in that situation, and they allow that situation and circumstance to dictate who they are and
mm-hmm.
tell them who they are. And I was like, I didn't tell you to do that.
Right.
You're supposed to keep moving in it, and that's what you kept moving in it. You said, this ain't gonna hold me. Now, you might have been feeling like,
right.
This thing is gonna just, oh Lord, can I get it? Oh,
yeah.
You know, but you were like, no, this can't hold me.
Right.
I got to keep moving. You know, even with the loss of your mother, you were like, I got to keep moving.
Yeah.
You know, life happens. And I got to keep moving.
Yeah.
You know, know that that's something that you want to happen. You know, it's like, all right, my mom, you know, and so, you know, you say, okay, out of these situations, okay, God, I trust you. Because at some point, you just throw your hands up and say, okay, God, I hear you. I
right.
trust you.
Yeah.
Now tell me what you want me to do.
Right, right. Is because he will put us in our back against the wall. So it at that particular time in my life, it, you know, back against the wall, I recently lost a job 2 months after my grandmother passed. Was, you know, you used to just feel like, you know, and so people, you know, get into these situations, they say, oh, things come in three, or, you know, sometimes we expect worse before we expect. And as people of God, we need to get out of that mindset and stop
mm-hmm.
expecting.
expecting things to go wrong when we, you know, and Bible says to be some philosophy, principles. And I know that the, you know, the people that I lost in my life at that particular time were women of God. And
right.
So in that, you have to expect God to do a new thing in life because, you know, like I was telling you earlier, there was no way that 8 years ago I would have saw myself, you know, living here, you know, inspiring somebody, so being encouraged and do it,
mm-hmm.
you know, believe God, you know, He's exceedingly, though I didn't want to hear, I was the main one that didn't even want to hear scripture, you know,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, I thank God even in a broken place that God took me,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I'm here today.
You know, you said, even in my broken yet that I trust Him,
mm-hmm.
even in my broken place, I know He loves me,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so many times people allow, I guess sometimes they feel like, okay, well, I don't hear the Lord no more. So I guess, you know, but you said, but even though,
right.
yet will I trust Him? You said, okay, even though I'm not in a place where I want to hear scripture, I want to praise, I experience,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And then expect God to move because a lot of people think they got to break out into this hour worth of a prayer or they got to, you know, preach 2 hours of a sermon.
Mm.
And all God wants is a yes. All God wants is a humble heart.
Oh,
and once He gets that.
No, we don't. No, we don't. And, you know, many times, and, you know, we're going to be transparent to help them out, okay?
Because
okay. people don't get delivered until somebody else gets transparent.
Okay.
So I remember when I got to identity in Christ, understanding my identity in the kingdom of God. And I remember that every time it was time to talk about something concerning the things of the kingdom of God or to pray for somebody out loud, girl, no. I wouldn't clam up. I'd get nervous. I started talking to anybody from the custodian up to the CEO of any organization, not the president, but at the end of the day, that was something that was trying to keep me bound because the Lord knew that gift, you know, that was on the inside of me was I was a true man. It might be an older lady. I'm like, baby, that paint looks so good on you. It's like, oh, she's a country. But or something like that, you know. I told an older lady today, I said, that future is so beautiful on you. And she said, thank you. But you don't know what simple like that has done for a person. You don't know if they were able to, you know, get ready to go home from suicide. You don't know.
Right?
But you just have to walk in obedience. You don't know if you were strategically planted there at that very hour. So you got to come out of yourself and got to understand these are the things that scared you. Those tend to be the things that most, you're the strongest in. Don't you agree? So what would you say to that person that says, okay, the Lord has called me to do this, but I'm scared to death to that. What would you say to that?
Because it's not about you understanding
mm-hmm.
why God is calling you to do it. It's
mm-hmm.
your obedience in doing so.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes the most unqualified to do His great work.
Yes.
So I would encourage that person to, again, continue to pray,
mm-hmm.
get you a prayer partner.
Mm-hmm.
Study the word of God and walk in it.
Walk it out. And the biggest thing is having that confidence as the person that keeps you interested in that person that's the exhortation person, the person that's constantly encouraging. You need someone to just tell you, hey, girl, you know, it's going to be okay. Hey, man of God, you know, all is well. Because you already know it is, but sometimes you just need to hear
that
it is,
right?
You know, God is so faithful. I tell you, God does so many marvelous things. And, you know, we expect God for, sometimes we don't expect Him for enough. I mean, I even expect God for a good parking space, everything. When I tell y'all, I understand.
Yeah. And once your mind frame changes, when God can, there is no limit on God.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, you know, He doesn't have any favoritism. So whatever category, whether it be financially, your healing,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
God can, he can do it.
He
it can do it. Exceedingly abundantly. You know, you're in places where you didn't think you were going to make it through. But when you see God's pain move just drastically and dramatically, you start living, you start becoming that scripture. It's like you're living that scripture and it just unfolds to you.
Yes.
You know, so that peace that you feel, and people are like, you just feel so peaceful. You just going, you know. And you just say,
nobody but God.
Glory.
And that's the thing. God is just a testimony of the goodness of God. And that is it. Because he will get all the glory,
right,
you know, out of our lives.
Yeah.
So nothing when God, you know, it's not that the, you know, world's out, but it's never Shem get all the glory once he chooses you to be that vessel.
Right.
And once you that, you know, that gift, you will be anxious.
Right. I agree. So expecting God to do the unexpected, you gotta launch out into the deep in your mind.
Yeah.
You know, come out of that shallow water in your mind,
yeah,
and launch out into the deep in your mind. How you like that?
It just came to me. I'll never forget. I was young and I don't know if my father's listening to this, but I believe when I was younger that was one of the first sermons that was preached when my dad. Once I remember the sermon, I want to say he preached or the associates.
Okay.
I was living there and I didn't understand much. I was like, we're going to jump out into an ocean, or I mean, you know what? So, and you know, what does that mean? But, you know, in saying that, I understand is you not even knowing where God is taking you, but you are just launching out there because you know and you believe what he's about to get ready to do. You don't know whatever. You don't know what the story is going to end.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and from there, you know, it's just you and God.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely know that.
One thing can become, your life can become a praise. When I say your life becomes a praise, you know, everything about you, everything about your life just becomes a part of who he is, you know.
Joy, love, peace.
Right.
And those are the things that we need to expect God for. Because these things on earth are going to perish. Hey, we can't see this stuff that we have on earth with us and God to do. And expect it's not just for healing and a car and a job,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, but it's for that peace. You know what? It's even for forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's even for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because in expecting God to do unexpected, we have to go before God with a clean and pure heart.
Right.
First.
A lot of people say, well, you know, but you don't know what she did to me 20 years ago. You don't know how he treated me 10 years ago. Really? you know, how can you love your brother that you can see and still love the father who you can't see?
You can't.
So, no, you got to forgive him. And it's not damn history. This is how I look at him. And I tell people all the time, guys, I'm not going to tie the hands of God when I can just forgive. Now, it's up for you to receive it. But if I just forgive,
mm-hmm,
then I can do more. Because we got to understand that we're chosen in our favor as we walk in obedience and, you know, walk out this word and walk out this life he's promised.
Mm-hmm.
staying and being a hypocrite. It's about living it, believing it, and just nothing to God. I'll choose these materialist things. Yes, that's going to come because you're walking in obedience.
Right.
But that's not the point.
That's right.
And, but believe him for that joy, that overjoying joy.
She began to expect, so she knew that okay, when Aaliyah comes around, hold it on chain. That for our fellow men, it what do you expect? You know, I mean, a lot of times we have all these high expectations and we get angry with people that we say we love and we think they should give us, but it's you need to pray God's will. And pray to God who use whomever he wants to use in order to bless us.
I agree. Looking the part, the inside, they're just messed up. And so for that person who's looking the part, but their heart is not right, they're emotionally a mess. They're mentally just they've gone through some things, some challenges. And what makes it happen? What would you say to that person?
Number one, it starts with the forgiveness of yourself. Because a lot of times, you know, we say, oh, God, forgive us for our sins, he gave us, but it even goes deeper with ourselves in the mirror and say, I apologize and I forgive myself. And I'm going to move on in the things of God. And then I think once we stop holding on to the things of our past, we are, and that I use those things to make us stronger, then I feel like we do something for what God to do or them to do.
Amen. I love it. Because what you said is so nice. And I was like, don't get caught up in it. Please get caught up in me.
Right.
Get caught up in me and watch my hand. Watch me move.
That's right. And knowing that where you are, you're not going to stay there. So if you know, you know, today I don't have a job. And I, you know, I encourage most of my friends, I mean, even some of them may listen to tonight, between today and tomorrow. There's a difference. Today you may not have a job, and tomorrow you may get that phone call. Today you don't have this illness. Tomorrow you may go back to the doctor and say, we don't see it. You know, today you may not have any money. Tomorrow you get that blue, you know, that all in expecting, getting your expectations there to where, you know, to where you see. But having enough to never leave or forsake you, that everything, that again, all things work together for the good of those who love God and call according to his purpose. So all that, you know, goes into expecting God.
I agree. So, guys, I tell you, this has been so beautiful. We have an accountant right with us tonight. And our topic is,
we get so caught up in life, and we allow life to catch us, but it's like, no, get caught up in him and expect him to do the things that he told you that he wanted you to do, that scare you. And when I say scare you, doing this right here, I have, December 9th will be 3 years. There's no way in the world that I would have been doing this, you know, on online radio, on social media doing this, bringing people on, going and doing red carpet interviews and stuff like that. It's like, what, God? I have been doing the show 9 months. I was approved to go to the Dove Awards, Nashville. And I was like, wait a minute, what just happened? You know?
Right, right.
And then in that interim of that, doing the show, but I had been on for two. And I'm like, okay, God, so expect God to do the unexpected. Don't expect him for the little stuff. I mean, the little stuff would be going to crank up the car in the morning and crank up. Expect him for things he promised you. Expect him for the things that you know. If he told you that you were going to start your business and it was going to be a catering business, a vision board, start journaling, start writing it down, just like Rebecca said, you know, write the vision and make it, you may run, because you write it down, somebody may be placed in your path to go ahead and run and help you get it started, but you need to show God that, hey, I'm serious, I'm ready, and your assertiveness, and I give this to you, let's do it, and you can see him just roll with it, you're saying, like you said, not having that job, and you may
don't expect one, except five.
Yes.
That's right. I mean, even, you know, tonight, you know, it was such a shock, you know, to get a phone call or a message and say, you know, can you speak? And I'm thinking it's from another connection. Because I'm a more behind-the-scenes person, so I'm not really a out-front person. So it... so the guy being affected, you know, yes.
You know, my pastor taught me, let's see, a couple of years ago, she said that the Lord said it was time for you to come from the background and come to the forefront. And I'm looking at and she said, because there's so much anger that God wants to speak, and there needs to be a boldness. And see, I would not do these things that I'm doing now, but these are boldness on the inside of you. He wants it to come forth. And so we hold ourselves in that place. And so we've got to take that space. Say, God, you know what? I'm ready to move. I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready. I expect you to move. I expect you to do. I expect you. And from expecting him, you're going to move from that place of experiencing his glory and his greatness in every essence of your life. And it's possible if you believe him for it. And sometimes you can have people that's crazy as us to believe for you. Because that's the kind of faith we have, that the praise and that grace for you, that even if you're not there in your faith and your mindset, we believe God for you and know that he will and he can do it. I think I posted that earlier today. I can and I will. I can do it because he did it for me. I will do it because he did it for me. So it's a finished work, and it's a done deal, girl. It's done. You know, I don't know why they don't know it's a finished fight. It's a fixed fight, sorry. Did you? Why don't they know that? You know, he already caused us a triumph, and he's called us a triumph.
That's right.
And be victorious in everything. So why don't they know it?
The enemy just has their mind. And as of today, we're going to declare that those people who have the expectations, they're
going to
start expecting from this
day forward. They're free indeed. They're open and ready. Yes. Let's see if anybody's on dial in. So, guys, if you have a question for us, 239-477-2178. And if you have any questions, and we're going to bring you on Thank you so much. Thank y'all so much for joining us tonight and for the comments. So here we go. We're gonna see anybody. Pop over to the radio side for just a moment. If you have a question or comment about the show tonight, press 1 and we will bring you on. If you just want to give a word of encouragement to Nicola or anything that God has placed on your heart, you're at 929-477-2178. Press 1 and we'll bring you on live. We are also on Facebook Live, so if you guys are on Facebook, we're actually on Facebook Live as well. We have a lot of people that listen to the internet link as well as we have a couple that don't live. The question is, you press that one, we're going to bring you live. And don't be acting shy, guys. I just told you all, when you walk in, get the presentation, encourage the questions to hear someone say, you know what? I thank you. So we have someone that's coming on live. Thank you so much for pressing that one.
is Evangelist Cameron Le Guin. I am doing wonderfully well. I have been enjoying hearing the word of God from both of you beautiful ladies, especially my sister.
Amen.
You all have done a wonderful job with staying right there in the word. I love it. Expect the unexpected. I want to let you know that you guys are being obedient to God, and you are speaking life even to the saved folk, because every now and then we need some encouragement too. So God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. And to my sister, I love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much for dialing in, Miss Evangelist Tamara. We appreciate you tonight. God bless you.
No problem. God bless you. Have a good night.
You too. I tell you guys, it's such a blessing to hear the words of encouragement, you know, every now and then, because when you're constantly, like I said, pouring out, and it's, and one month, you wouldn't take anything for it. You know what I'm saying? You don't complain about it. You just love what you do. But every now and then, just hearing someone tell you how it blessed them, you know, because I don't look for it for me, but I look for someone to do it for my guests, or even when I say, okay, I'm ready for the next one. You know, let's see. Press 1 if you're ready to, you have a question or comment. Again, if you are want to come on the radio show live and say something that is that 729-472-178. Again, that's 929-477-2178. Press 1, and we will bring you live, and you can share, or you even have questions, we can, bring that out, and you can join us with questions. They're trying to be shy. But anyway, it's such a blessing tonight, you know. Being able to share with people, because a lot of people don't want to be transparent. People want to say, you know, well, you know, that happened to me then, and I was there, but I'm good. You didn't to say you're good. You went through that to tell that other lady or that other man that, hey, God did it for me. He's not a respectful person. He'll do it for you. Excuse me. Yes, yes, yes. So, the person listening tonight, you know, you may hear what she said and say, you know what? She lived my story. And just like she said, God did it for her. He did it for her. She was in that place. She lost her grandmother. She lost her mother, both within 2 months. And so we just give God praise that she didn't allow that to stop her or stunt her. But she allowed it to propel her and push forward into the God that immediately she did. So I don't care if your time frame of being in that standstill place has been a day, a month, even a year. The thing is, start to move you to that next place. You know, start just thanking him in advance for what he's doing. I know sometimes I've had a lot of people tell me that they're transitioning their life. And so as they're transitioning, they have no clue what they want to do. A lot of people, especially a lot of women, reach out to me about transition 20 and 35. They don't want to do what they went to school for anymore, right? Especially if they went to college. One of my guests, the company, he said his mentor asked him, are you doing what you were born to do, or are you doing what you learned to do? Mm-hmm. That thing I'll never forget. Are you born to do, or are you doing what you learned to do? There's a big difference.
It is.
So what I'm saying to you, you're doing what you didn't know, more fulfillment in it. There's like a big empty hole in your soul. So what I say to you, it's for me, breath in this body to do.
Mm-hmm.
What did you put breath in this body to be? God, show me. Show me why you created me so that I can live out this life. What I want to do, because what I want to do and what I thought I wanted to do, it no longer makes me happy. I don't care about the all I care about is you getting the glory and for you. Once you don't get to the end of yourself, then you say, okay, he'll say, okay, that's I just you to say, okay, you know, talk about that brick wall, you know, stop running from him and run to him.
Right.
And back to him.
Continue to be encouraged. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep praying and keep fasting. Keep and that God will definitely see you through. God get you, you know, some people that are in your corner that believe God greater than you do. And just, you know, again, impress us.
Amen. Let's see if we have any other callers. We're putting over on the radio podcast. If you have a question or comment, we have more callers. Welcome to All Fire Inspired. Who do we have here with us tonight? Ending in 7527. Welcome to All Fire Inspired. Georgia number ending in 7527. You're live. Are you muted? Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Hi, this is Tania. I was just wanted to say hello to Aaliyah and Nicole.
Hi, Tania.
Hey, Tania.
Hi. Hi, I just wanted to say thank you so much. You've been so inspirational and encouraging. And I thank you for allowing the Lord to use you and for being willing vessels. And your message has been so encouraging and inspirational. I really thank you for that.
But we thank you for sharing that, because I'm sure it encouraged her even the more. So thank you so much for listening, and we praise God for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be blessed.
You too. We have another caller. Welcome to On Fire Inside. We have Olivia and Nicole. Who do we have with us tonight? Welcome
Hello?
To On Fire Inside. This is Olivia. Who do we have tonight?
Hello?
Hello, you're live. Can you hear us?
This is, you're going in and out.
Oh.
Hello, this is Ina Hawkins.
Hi, Miss Ina.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well, I'm doing well. Hi, Nicole. Listen, let me just tell you this. I just want to thank God for you, Nicole. While you were talking, the Lord reminded me of something that I used to do with my children. After they would say their grace, they would say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I was supposed to continue to do that, to get that in, you know, in my children's spirit. So as you was talking, the Lord was speaking to me, letting me know that I need to pick that back up. So I thank God that I was able to, you know, to hear you tonight, and that the Lord, you know, actually brought something back to my memory that I used to do with my children.
We thank God for joining tonight and listening in and sharing.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, guys, I tell you, all of these beautiful calls coming in to share with us, and we thank God for you. So we had the topic tonight. If you missed any of the show, the recording will be available shortly on blogtalkradio.com/inspire. We will be it is recording now. So end it in 5 minutes. From the show will be what I would say to the guests, to the listeners, to the people who are looking, watching us live. What would you like to say?
For tonight will be, no matter what you're going through in your life, continue to believe God. Don't allow, you know, there's a scripture that says, "Be not weary in well doing."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your heart is in a place. Keep believing, trust. It's over. Continue to praise God
you know, on the way through, because you're going through and it's not over, and continue to expect God for exceedingly abundantly all you ask or think. So it's no limitation.
Amen. Amen. Take the limits off. Ooh, glory to God. We had a beautiful topic, was expect God to do the unexpected. So take the limits off of him. Come in the box. Any time to come up in your thinking. Come up in your thinking. Come up in your thoughts about yourself and expect them for things. We're in a time right now where supernatural is here. So expect God to do what may be impossible. Expect him to do just that for you on your behalf, because you're his favorite, you're his chosen, you're his child. He does nothing less than you, because you're his. Well, I am Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We have truly, truly enjoyed you guys tonight, and
yes,
enjoyed you.
Thank you
for joining us on On Fire to Inspire. And guys, we are here every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Standard Time. So come on back, join us again. We don't do Facebook Live every week. I do that as God say so. We'll be doing more of that next month, more than likely. That's when he's placed in my spirit. But he said tonight was on Facebook Live tonight. But we are here Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can dial in at 929-477-2178. Visit us at blogtalkradio.com/onfire. And we look forward to hearing you guys again next week. Next one.
God bless you.
Good night. Love you guys over in Radio Land. We'll talk to y'all next week.